This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Good afternoon. I'm Brian Douglas in for Rob Archer. Well, the businessman appointed to lead the Pacific Palisades rebuilding effort is now criticizing LA Mayor Karen Bass and the controversy over whether or not he should be paid for his work. If you recall, the mayor appointed Steve Soboroff as the city's chief recovery officer. Happened about 10 days after the wildfire started. We saw both of them at a number of different events and press conferences standing side by side. It was then revealed he was slated to make about $500,000 for 3 months' worth of work. Mayor Bass responded with a statement saying, no, Soboroff had agreed to work for free. But Soboroff defended the original plan for him to take a salary at a public event at Harvard Westlake School. Now, he told the crowd it's not uncommon for city consultants to get this kind of payment. And actually, the $500,000 was around half of which city consultants usually get. Soboroff also claimed he had to forego a job that would have paid him close to $1 million to take the city role. He also criticized the mayor's office over contract negotiations, saying they never really had a contract or charitable money to pay him. He has now told the Hollywood Reporter there is no proof the mayor deceived him on purpose, but he was disappointed in everything that happened. Well, loved ones of a woman murdered and stuffed into a sleeping bag on the Santa Monica Beach want her killer brought to justice, but no one knows who that killer is. Emily Valdez has more.
Her name was Tiana Thomas, 33 years old, a mother of two from Georgia. Her sister, Kiara Thomas, says she came to L.A. to find herself. Ended up being murdered, brutally beaten to death, her body stuffed in a sleeping bag found on Santa Monica Beach.
This is a crazy way to go out. Like, crazy.
Tiana's family in shock, can't believe what happened to her. They don't have any answers. They say she was staying with roommates out here in LA, but they don't know who they are.
I just want the police to do their job. I'm just saying, we still calling up there. Hey, DNA on the sleeping bag, like any update, cameras, a lot of cameras on that beach. It's getting tired of hearing the same thing. It's no updates. Like, that's crazy.
Tiana's family is hoping somebody can come forward with information that can help solve her murder. In the meantime, Santa Monica police say there are no suspects and they're awaiting the results of forensic testing. I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News 97.1 FM.
City of Malibu is continuing to take some proactive moves towards supporting property owners impacted by the Palisades fire. Also the Franklin fire. That's the one that happened before Christmas. Before that, the Broad fire. They want to help folks rebuild and recover. As part of the Planning Commission's considerations, they've approved a new rebuild development permit. Now, this allows owners to build replacement homes and other damaged or destroyed structures how they were, and up to 10% increase in size that will exempt new structures from certain Coastal Act provisions, which normally they would not be allowed to do. The Planning Commission says this change, which is one of many, will streamline the rebuilding process for residents and businesses and business owners affected by the wildfires. Now, speaking of, LADWP has launched a new interactive dashboard today. It's going to allow residents affected by those do not drink notices in and around the Palisades area and also the nearby zones just outside the Palisades area. It's going to update them on their water quality. Now, customers who are directly affected are mainly in the 90272 zip code, with some of the bordering zones as well affected. The dashboard is going to allow up-to-the-minute restoration status while providing test results and progress updates for each zone. Folks can also access updated health-based water quality testing data. That's important. And as of now, the Water Department is still encouraging folks to continue to use bottled water for drinking, food preparation, brushing teeth, making ice, and other necessary uses. Well, hundreds of school kids, some who lost everything in the Eaton Fire, going to get brand new backpacks with computers inside. John Baird has that story from Pasadena.
The backpacks will be going out to students at five schools, as well as the YMCA and the Boys and Girls Clubs, nine locations overall. They're being donated by Brady Plus, a company that provides janitorial and sanitation services, plus food service, to many of the educational facilities in the area. Sarah Potter is with Harambe Ministries in Pasadena, which provides reading instruction at some schools, tutoring, and after-school care. She says she cannot wait to hand out the backpacks later in the day.
It is like Christmas. It's so fun to be able to give them something. It's even better because it is like a kid gets to pick the color that they want. And because it's a big surprise to them, it really does feel like Christmas for us.
Potter points out that some parents are so focused on trying to find housing for their families that they can't really even deal with backpacks and Chromebooks that their kids are missing. I'm John Baird, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Well, Governor Newsom has debuted a new website to track accountability in reducing and treating homelessness. Here's Larry Perel.
The state receives money from the feds to combat homelessness and comes in a series of grants. Well, that money is then distributed to cities and counties based on need, but assessing how they spend it can be elusive. Newsom says the accountability.ca.gov website will now tighten the reins on that spending.
An aggregated site provides basic information about what's happening or not happening in cities and counties all throughout the state of California.
He says the site has metrics specific to how cities and counties are performing.
There's three areas of focus on housing, homelessness, and behavioral health. And you'll see on this accountability site, we have green, red, signifying success or alignment with state laws and goals, and areas where we have weakness and areas that need to be addressed.
Newsom adds if a city is in the red, additional funding could be held back. I'm Larry Perel, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Well, that Orange County Superior Court judge accused of fatally shooting his wife in their Anaheim home was apparently in a heated argument with his wife when the deadly shot was fired. Jeffrey Ferguson's attorney said in his opening statement earlier today that the shooting was, without question, an accident, an accidental discharge. He said Ferguson carried the weapon because of his past work as a gang prosecutor. He handled a lot of major cases against the Mexican mafia. Jurors were told today that he was trying to remove his ankle-holstered gun, which his wife actually asked him to do, when it accidentally discharged. Ferguson's attorney made it clear that his client loved his wife and there was never any domestic violence in their relationship. He did, though, Ferguson's attorney acknowledged Ferguson's drinking problem, saying, like many alcoholics, he lived in denial. Well, your car insurance rates could go up if President Trump imposes new tariffs on Canada and Mexico. An analysis from Insurify found rates this year are going up about 5%. Anyway, but on top of that, they're going to jump 8% to a national average of $2,500 with the tariffs. Insurify data journalist Matt Brannan did the analysis. The
easiest way to explain it is that tariffs make car insurance more expensive because they make car parts more expensive. The U.S. imports billions of dollars in car parts from Canada and Mexico each year. So if you get into an accident and say you damage your bumper, if that bumper comes from Mexico or Canada, tariffs make it about 25% more expensive to send that bumper to your vehicle. That means that your insurer has to pay more for the repair.
That means insurance companies will now get their money back through us by raising our rates. The American Property Casualty Insurance Association says about 6 out of every 10 auto replacement parts used here in the U.S. are imported from Mexico, Canada, and also China. Still to come on Nonstop News at 5, threats of ICE raids here in Southern California. We're going to talk to an expert about what might be on the horizon. We're going to get to that in just seconds. Also coming up, a growing concern behind the scenes at L.A. City Hall. We'll have all that more as Nonstop News at 5 continues. Nonstop News at 5 brought to us by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text LEMON to 40333 for a free case review. All right, word spread like wildfire across the county here in L.A. ICE raids were rumored to be planned for Sunday. From Alhambra to Highland Park, videos posted on social media showing unmarked vehicles and officers with vests showing up at homes. But in the event, really, no large-scale immigration sweeps took place yesterday, as far as we know. And for more, we're joined live by USC law professor Gene Rees, who is co-director of the university's Immigration Clinic. Gene, thank you for joining us.
Hi.
Now, what happened yesterday? We did, as I just mentioned, we did get word that there were going to be two separate raids, one in the Sylmar area, I guess, and then one in Alhambra. Did they happen? Did they happen on a much smaller scale than we expected?
Well, I think part of the problem is the calling it a raid. I think, you know, there probably were much smaller scale enforcement operations going to people's homes to arrest targeted people, as opposed to kind of what people envision when they think of raids as kind of a sweeping dragnet of sorts. So I think there were probably some targeted operations, but it wasn't on the scale that was maybe anticipated, or maybe on the scale that, you know, the government wanted people to think. You know, they wanted people to be nervous about it and to think it was going to be larger than it was.
Yeah, I think when we hear about these raids, I mean, you're thinking Hollywood here. You see the Asians busting down the doors, loading all these people on buses and taking them away. True or false, these ICE raids, are they concentrating on criminals, those with records, more so than just people here illegally that don't have any criminal record?
It's hard to say. That's definitely what the government is stating, that they're targeting people who have criminal convictions or people who have immigration violations. So that would include a lot of people. It's also a question as to whether someone who's just present in violation of immigration law is considered to be a criminal. And I anticipate, too, that some of these targeted operations are also trying to catch up other people who may not be targeted, but may also be undocumented or present in violation of law.
Explain how this works. Just out of curiosity, I saw some video of some protesters, or I should say activists. I'm sorry, activists there trying to thwart these immigration checkups or what have you. How does that work? I mean, does ICE actually turn around and say, hey, there's too many people here. We're not going to worry about it now. We'll come back at a later date. How does that work?
Well, definitely the presence of activists and might make it harder for ICE to do its job. Non-citizens are protected under the Fourth Amendment search and seizure. So people have the right to remain in their homes, to not answer questions. And definitely a presence of activists who are passing Know Your Rights information out could alert people to their rights or draw attention to an area that ICE officials may decide, you know, they don't want to, it'll frustrate the enforcement or perhaps even raise a level of danger. It's hard to say.
So if you were someone who is here illegally, let's just say, and ICE shows up at your door, would you expect your door? I mean, serious question. Would you expect your door to be knocked in at some point if you did not answer the door or you did not open that door for agents?
Under the Constitution, no. I mean, if ICE show up and they don't have a warrant signed by a judge, which many times they do not have that, then they have no right to enter the home if someone refuses to allow them in consensually.
All right. Thank you for your time. I appreciate USC law professor Gene Rees, co-founder of the university, co-director of the university's Immigration Clinic. Appreciate it.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacid is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacid. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almacid.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Can Karen Bass survive the political firestorm that followed up the real firestorms back in January? And will the mayor's firing of the LA City fire chief succeed in deflecting some blame away from Bass, who infamously was out of the country when the record winds took their effect, the destructive effect they had? KNX chief correspondent Charles Feldman talked with LA-based political analyst Hernan Molina, who has been talking with City Hall sources who say all is not well in America's second biggest city.
Does Mayor Bass survive this politically?
It's hard to tell, really, because there are so many other factors and things that people are obviously weighing in. And I think you and I have had several conversations during the campaign. Homelessness continues to be an issue for most people. Crime and law enforcement continues to be an issue for most voters. And at the time of the next election, it also depends who's running. I'm pretty sure Caruso is going to use this. And as a matter of fact, he has appeared on KNX the next day of the fires, putting the blame strictly on her. So it depends who's going to run against her and what kind of campaign. I think that, and I haven't seen any recent polls, but as you well said, I think that people are not convinced that she has managed, and some are right down very negative on how she has managed the fire situation. And then obviously this with the fire chief is the reeks of trying to deflect her own responsibility and scapegoating the fire chiefs.
Let me ask you lastly about the city council and the mayor, because as you know, unlike other major cities, New York and Chicago, by design, the mayor's office in the position of the mayor in Los Angeles is not as strong as in those other major cities. And this is a city that largely is reliant upon the city council. Does she enjoy the support of the city council? I know she had three, or was it four, members of the council standing with her on Friday when she fired the fire chief. But that's not, of course, the entire council. And I'm wondering what support she has there.
I think it's a mixed bag of nuts, the support. And the support that you've seen on Friday, I would like to see what that support looks like in a year from now, depending on how the mayor is able to manage the city. So I think it all depends on how she's able to manage. And not just moving forward with the reconstruction, but also on the other issues, which are very difficult issues, like homelessness particularly, where people are expecting changes. And as I said during the campaign when she was debating Caruso, neither one of them are going to be able to claim major victories, because homelessness particularly is one of those problems that is going to be with us for many, many, many decades. It may get better, but it's never going to be very likely to the satisfaction of the voters. And that is a problem for Bass and any mayor of this city.
She, of course, the mayor, has now said that it was a mistake taking the trip to Africa. Does she need to say more?
This is one of those situations, damn if you do, damn if you don't. Because if she apologizes, she admits that she came up short in her tenure, in her executive management of the resources, for instance, and how things played out, obviously. But I think saying something else, a little bit more of what she has said already, would help with her credibility. I think for the people who lost everything, those people are never going to forget. And because I think this firing of the fire chief is somewhat of self-serving just to deflect her own responsibility on the issue, I don't think she is going to be well positioned in this area particularly.
Now, Molina says there's still time for Bass, believe it or not, to turn things around before she's up for re-election. That's next year already. But he says she better get moving. And get moving now. And that's Nonstop News at 5 for Monday. It's brought to us by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text LEMON to 40333 for a free case review.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network.
Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.